Lizzer, I write this note to you to tell you of me plight. For at the time of writing I am not a pretty sight. My body is all black and blue, my face a deathly grey. And I write this note to say why Paddy's not at work today. Whilst working on the 14th floor, some bricks I had to clear. To throw them down from such a height was not a good idea. The foreman wasn't very pleased, him being an awkward sod. He says I'd have to cart them down the ladders in me hall. Now clearing all these bricks by hand, it was so very slow. So we hoisted up a barrel and secured the rope below. But in me haste to do the job, I was too blind to see that a barrel full of building bricks was heavier than me. And so when I untied the rope, the barrel fell like lead. And clinging tightly to the rope, I started up instead. Well, I shot up like a rocket, till to my dismay I found that halfway up I met the bloody barrel coming down. The barrel broke me shoulder as to the ground it sped. And when I reached the top, I banged the pulley with me head. I clung on tightly, numb with shock from this almighty blow. And the barrel spilled out half the bricks the 14 floors below. Now when these bricks had fallen from the barrel to the floor, I then outweighed the barrel and so started down once more. Till clinging tightly to the rope, me body racked with pain. When halfway down I met the bloody barrel once again. Now the force of this collision, halfway up the office block, caused multiple abrasions and a nasty state of shock. Still clinging tightly to the rope, I fell towards the ground, and he landed on the broken bricks the barrel scattered round. When I lay there groaning on the ground, I thought I'd passed the worst, but the barrel hit the pulley wheel, and then the bottom burst. A shower of bricks rained down on me, I hadn't got a hope. As I lay there bleeding on the ground, I let go the bloody rope. Ah, the barrel then being heavier, then started down once more, and landed right across me as I lay upon the floor. It broke three ribs and my left arm, and I can only say that I hope you'll understand why Paddy's not at work today.